Clap Clap Riot have been gracing our airwaves for nearly a decade. This year was a banner year for the group. They've released their third album, Dull Life, and that's seen them nominated for Best Rock Artist at tomorrow night's Vodafone New Zealand Music Awards. Stephen and Dave of the group join us in studio. Good evening.
Hello.
Lovely to have you up here.
Thank you for having us.
I'm not being rude. I'm just trying to figure out what one of the lyrics is.
I've had a last minute panic. I've had a very last minute panic, and I've forgotten a line to our song.
Oh no, that's totally fine. Sorry, I was just a bit. I know that feeling. When I found myself doing a live session with my band on Breakfast a couple months ago.
Ah.
It was, I only played three notes in the song, and I was like, oh no.
Hanging out?
Which one do I start with?
Yeah, we got it.
Sorry,
okay. And
that was a terrible start for you, Zach. Sorry about that.
Hey, as I said, just really happy to have you here.
So, and what did you do with your band? Explain that now, probably listening.
Mate, just move your microphones. Yeah. You know, I think you'll find that when I'm not gracing the airwaves or working at my job, play bass in a band called Sia, and we're like a hard psychedelic rock band.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I play very little. I love the Kim Deal thought of play.
Yeah.
Just be solid.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be Thundercat. There's no point in.
Yeah.
You know, he can. I don't have the patience to get that good.
Yeah.
I'm fine with just, you know, being just play. But recently, had a live to air situation. I only play three notes in the song. I kind of forgot.
Uh-huh.
Forgot, yeah.
It happens. Brain fade.
It does.
It's a bizarre thing. Like, you can play something hundreds of times, but you can still forget it.
It's all muscle memory, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's muscle memory until you rely on brain memory for the lyrics, and then you go to trouble.
You're a bassist. You only really need to know three notes anyway.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Bass zinger.
Mate, soon you'll be getting at me because I use a middle zone. Which is the most underrated pedal Boss has, to be honest. But enough. Let's not get started on that. Clap, Clap, Riot. Live in the studio. Let's move the microphones one more time. And then what's the first track we're going to hear?
This first song is called Crickets in the Grass.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
Like you've got some different thing to say. Moving out, you've been trying to tell me I'm the same. Could it be that I don't wanna listen? Could it be that I just wanna change? I should have been at that breakfast on the weekend, like everyone. Crickets in the grass, they're all just the same. Grab yourself a number and go join in the crowd. Crickets in the grass, they're all just the same. Grab yourself a number and go join in the crowd. Hanging out, we could try something wild. Call me lazy, you might think I'm just a child. Could it be that I don't wanna listen? Could it be that I just wanna change? I should've been there jumping in the deep end, like everyone. Crickets in the grass, they're all just the same. Grab yourself a number and go join. Crickets in the grass, they're all just the same. Grab yourself a number and go join in the crowd. and me. No, I won't change a thing for you and me. No, I won't change a thing for you and me. No, I won't change a thing. You don't have to wait. Everything is the same. Crickets and the grass, they're all just the same. Grab yourself a number and go join in the crowd. Crickets and the grass, they're all just the same. Grab yourself a number and go join in the crowd. Crickets and the grass, they're all just the same. Grab yourself a number and go join in the crowd. Crickets and the grass, they're all just the same. Grab yourself a number and go join in the crowd.
Fantastic. 95 BFM, Freak the Sheep. Clap Clap Riot live in the studio. That track from their new record called Crickets in the Grass. Your record's out. It's been out.
Yep.
How do you feel about it?
Very good, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes you can have a few regrets.
No, we're really happy with that record. It snuck under the radar a little bit in comparison to some of our earlier releases, but... we're really happy with it as
cool
artistically.
This is a very bittersweet record for us, actually, because one of our it's like our sixth member of our band passed away the week before, and the release date happened the same day as his funeral. So it's kind of like, it was a really weird time for us at the start of the year to release the album, especially, but it means so much more to us.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's already here.
It's one of those things, man.
Yeah.
I was wondering, as I said, 8 years in, as you start, how's the intent behind Clap Clap Riot changed over
very,
that
very
time?
Good question. The intent at the start, we were kind of just lads from school messing around.
This was Christchurch?
Yeah. So we started as like a comedy folk act in school. And then it progressed to a new metal band.
Oh.
That was a good phase.
Were you called Clap Clap Riot?
We've had a few different names. That was Token, was the new metal band. Our first comedy folk act was Penile Dysfunction. And after Token, we were Band Theft Auto.
Yep.
And that was the start of Clap Clap Riot as we know it today.
So, I love high school band names.
The intent has changed quite a lot. Yeah.
So where's it at right now?
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Dave, we might just move your microphone a little closer.
We're always, I think we're always growing with what we're doing. We don't want to sort of stay fixed in one spot and just tune out the same thing over and over again, but at the same time we're always aware with everything that we write that we're a live band kind of first and foremost, and everything has to work in that realm and be fun and exciting for us and for people coming to see us. So there are kind of ground rules that we will always come back to, but at the same time we're always trying to stretch ourselves kind of creatively and as a band. So I think we'll forever kind of keep on pushing and evolving, and you know, that's kind of what will come of that, I suppose.
I love that you mentioned fun.
Yeah,
that's not something that, you know, people talk about enough. Playing live is generally a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it should be fun for people that come to see it as well.
Yeah.
That's kind of the big thing about it is, you know, I got into live music from bands that I found, you know, like I had a great time going to go see. And so, you know, we've always wanted to kind of give back that same sort of nostalgia. You don't want people to go into a concert and come away feeling super heavy. It's like a good good time to kick off the shoes and, you know, let some steam off, I suppose.
Cool. I guess jumping on the back of that question, how have your goals changed over that time?
These are all very good questions.
Oh, bless. Thank you.
I'll let you take them up. Yeah.
At the start, I guess our goals were, I think, just to become like a massive band and kind of tour around the world to loads of people and, I guess, become famous almost. But now it's just like writing cool songs, I guess probably because the getting famous touring around the world to lots of people is harder than you...
It's bloody hard.
It's than you think. But yeah, we're just in it to write cool songs and play to people that are having fun as well, so...
It's funny, it's been an interesting thing. We've had a lot of friends that have kind of ended up in the boat of doing that hard world touring sort of slog circuit, and I think the thing that you realise over time after you see it is that is actually not as exciting a life or as kind of the initial dream that you think is when you're kind of 17, 18 years old.
I was going to say, there's a reason why people who are 20 are generally the only people who start to do it. Why would you...
It's hard road.
Yeah. Why would you be on the road for 10 months of the year?
Yeah, and when you're doing it at the level of most New Zealand bands, it's being on the road, but it's also being on the road and sleeping on people's floors, you know, for months on end, and then staying up late and playing shows and things like that. And whilst there's a huge fun side to that, I think there's a big thing that would be quite taxing, just doing that. And so we've seen a couple of people that have kind of jumped on the train and then had to jump off kind of at some point because it's just been a little bit too hard for them.
You talked about writing cool songs.
Yeah.
What's a cool song for you? What needs to be there for it to be a cool song?
I really like a nice melody you can hold on to. I think that might be almost like a pop thing, like that just something instantly captures your attention. More so now I've been getting into a more polished kind of stuff. Back when I was like early 20s, it was more thrashy kind of lo-fi sounds. But now I think when it boils down, you can have both, but if there's a good melody, like, it'll carry anything through, you know. It doesn't have to sound a certain way, like, yeah. And I think actually one person that does that really well is Buzz Moller from Vroom.
Yes.
And we've been working with him recently. We released a track with him a couple of years ago, and we're doing some more stuff with him now, and he is like such a crazy genius when it comes to all that stuff.
All about that earworm, right? That you gotta
I mean, you always hear it as you go through the process of producers and writing songs and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, if a song sucks, there's nothing you can do to polish a turd, you know. It's got to be a good song to start with. And the songs, you know, there's lots of songs that we've written, but they're only every album cycle are certain ones that stick, basically, yeah.
Hey, how important have music videos been to Clap Clap Bright?
Yeah, very good, I think, in the beginning of our songwriting career.
Because Adam remembers you vividly from watching your videos on television. I remember you guys were always kind of on. You'd always turn up.
There has been a big change in the actual music like videos the way people getting out there. Yeah. You know, and that's one of the things. We were lucky enough to have videos on TV and stuff right from when we started, but now there's no TV medium. It's just you put it online and that's that. And so unless you've got a massive sort of PR push behind it, or it has something naturally great about it to catch people on, it's a pretty hard task. They're great, they're still a great tool, but it was definitely a bit more of a hook for people to catch people in. When you could see it, you'd watch your C4 or whatever for 2 hours and you'd see
that
a couple
was me.
Of things that you really like.
It was such a great thing for music discovery. Like, I remember seeing Koshkot Honeys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Back on C4, I think we would have been a Christchurch at that stage. I was like, man, they're such a sick band. Like, I never would have found out about them otherwise.
Yes, things like I
intellectual property was like a huge thing for me. I wouldn't have been into alternative music if it wasn't for that.
Yeah,
and it was also just there are people like Ben and Adam here who've been volunteering at BFM. It was also a really good platform for DJs or people in alternative radio. It was like another step, another notch in the belt that you're trying to attain, which is gone.
Yeah,
I found out about many a bands, I think, from that thing, and it is just not the same as kind of a Spotify discovery or something like that. It doesn't have that excitement pulled to it of just seeing and hearing this thing for the first time. Spotify sort of just will go over your head when you hear something cool, whereas this was like, wow, I haven't heard that before. That's or seen it before. It's a cool thing in itself.
Totally. Hey, before we hear one more track, one more hard question. You're nominated for the Best Rock Artist Award tomorrow.
Yes.
There are so many different takes on what rock is, especially these days. The micro genres are thick. But how would you describe rock?
Well, as a whole?
Well, I guess you're nominated for Best Rock.
Well, I remember the last record that we put out, which had some tracks in it which would have had sort of a bit more of a raucous tinge to it, but still at the end of the day we had some pretty poppy ones amongst it. My benchmark of it is always a band like the Rolling Stones. They have always been a rock and roll band, yet they've got songs like Angie, they've got songs like Miss You, and then they've got real cranking songs, but they are still a rock and roll band through and through. That there is a bit of a poor impression in this country that rock has to be this tight sort of little Nickelback mixed, highly polished, huge, big, heavy beat detected sound all the way through. Rock should look back at what its origins are and what a rock and roll band is, and if you can align with something like that, you know, bands that we love are like the Kinks, and if you would call them a rock and roll band, but at the same time they've got so many soft songs in their repertoire and they've got soft albums and they've got loud albums, but at the heart of the day they fall under that one umbrella, I think. So it's something that I know we will probably be lynched a little bit for if we win the award tomorrow, but I would still strongly put myself under that umbrella.
Oh shit,
If you come and see us, it's what you get. But we are pushing the edges of it, and that's what people don't like sometimes.
Oh well, good luck for tomorrow. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to be there. That's going to be great.
Show on Friday too, actually.
Oh yes,
Show at Cassette on Friday.
Cassette. Yeah. Gosh, who's opening for you?
It's we've got Balu Brigada.
Yes,
and Beachwear.
That's right.
And then DJ. Shocky,
which is Lockie Thurlow from Yukon Era.
Yeah, and Hollywood DJs as well, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the night. We're just going to move some microphones. Clap, clap, right. Thank you so much. How are the cameras looking, guys? There we go.
Maybe one round of solo.
Okay.
Sweet.
Colin Curtis Pickett, man in Hollywood, pushing 43 in the 20s neighborhood. He moved down from Chicago, where he should have stayed, chased the dreamers. Been living on the the background, lying on his side, working on not moving helps to keep you dignified. Write another bio, fabricate a lie. There's nothing more to add, and now your life has passed you by. He's got another bill to pay. Been living on the run forever. Should realize that it's over. Still he keeps trying. He's got another bill to pay. Been living on the run forever. Should realize that it's over. Still he keeps trying. And he keeps trying. And he keeps trying. And he keeps trying. Curtis Pickett, please pick up your phone. He's moved into the real world and just left a dial tone.